The title of this reflection is called We Are All Monks. Since my early youth, I have seen myself as a monk, but one without a monastery, or at least without walls other than those of the entire planet. And even these, it seemed to me, had to be transcended, probably by immanence, without a habit, or at least without vestments, other than those worn by the human family. Yet even these vestments had to be discarded, because all cultural cloths are only partial revelations of what they conceal. The pure nakedness of total transparency, only visible to the simple eye of the pure heart. And that quote comes from Raymond Panikkar. Raymond Panikkar reminds us that we need, perhaps more than ever, to rediscover the wisdom of monasticism for our time. Whilst most of us will never live in a monastery or take monastic vows, we can learn to master the spiritual virtues and qualities of being that flourish in solitude and silence. As we walk through the imaginative doors of the monastery and figuratively enter its enclosure, we are immediately struck by the absence of superfluous noise. There arises an intuitive recognition that much unhappiness in life is the result of never experiencing one's own silence or the freedom of solitude. In crossing the threshold between worlds, we discover a desire that is deeper and more fundamental than the attractions of material things. We discover that passion for truth is the force or intention that leads us to practice spiritual disciplines and to uncover ancient structures of consciousness that purify our hearts and deepen our minds. We have a rare opportunity to cultivate this contemplative dimension outside the monastic closure. And even outside a religious or denominational form, we are blessed to be able to draw upon the wisdom of the world's spiritual traditions and the thought of great contemplative masters. It is as if the doors of our imaginative monastery were flung open and we were granted access to the collective storehouse of human spiritual possibility. The development in spiritual consciousness that offers us a new monastic form for the uncloistered and the religiously unattached grows out of silence itself. For in meditative awareness, we find a radical emptiness that is more primordial than religious identity and more nameless, writes Panikkar, than the qualification of being Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, and so forth. Father Zosima, in Dostoevsky's The Brothers Karamazov, says that monks are not a special sort of person, but only what all persons ought to be. While to some this may be a startling claim, it is nonetheless true that the monk is not a separate kind of person from the rest of us. Rather, the monk symbolizes one dimension of the core of our natures, and the possibility that every one of us can reach this dimension. Although not everyone is suited to the formal monastic life, we all have a contemplative dimension that is worthy of cultivation. We all have the capacity to experience something of the silence that precedes religious forms. Inherent in the human person, contemplation is essential to our natures and to discovering who we are. It is a reality of which we are made and for which we yearn. The challenge of being modern on cloaked monks consists in the attempt to integrate what every person ought to be into the wider social and personal circle of our lives. Not content with the historical isolation of the monk, or with extreme forms of ascetical renunciation, the contemporary seeker desires to return to the original simplicity of the contemplative ideal. As we push open the monastic doors, we discover that these ancient resources can assist us in integrating all aspects of contemporary life. Work, family, friendships, and sexuality into the holy dimension of being. It is intrinsic to human nature to be better, more holy. To find the deep source of meaning and the quality of being that are essential to live authentically, we must be willing to be new. The image that Panikkar offers, that we all have a monastic dimension, upholds a certain quality of life and a certain freedom of being that flourish in stillness, detachment, and rest. For the monastic heart is solitude and grace. That's a quote from Beverly Lanzetta. Today it would appear that within the psyche there is a hungering for a more simplified lifestyle. Many high flyers from the city are so desperate to abandon the fast lane for peace and tranquility and return back to nature. Also, many men and women who at heart remain deeply spiritual, have become disillusioned with conventional religion and its practices. They continue to return to more ancient spiritual beliefs, such as shamanic and Celtic traditions, to nurture their longing for personal intimacy with the Supreme Source through nature. In conclusion, we believe that the Teo community of St. Francis is a self-governing interfaith monastic community which has no denominational ties except as they pertain to each individual member. We believe that the flexibility of the order enables a person to find the right mixture of supports to live the religious life successfully. We are convinced that we are a viable model of religious life for the future, and we believe that God has called the members of the Teo community of interfaith Franciscans to unite as one spiritual family whose love will empower mankind embrace the natural world, the cathedral of God. The Franciscan soul and lead by example of what interfaith unity and compassion represents in a spiritually impoverished century. These questions I put to your heart today. Are you seeking personal intimacy with God? Are you ready to live in the world but not engage with its dramas? Are you considering a simpler lifestyle change? Are you led to follow your heart? Are you thinking about becoming a lay monastic from your own home, your monastery without walls? Are you ready to make such a commitment to embrace life as a modern day monastic? Are you mature enough to commit to such undertaking as this? Are you searching for a cyber lay monastic family, one that would accept you as you are, regardless of belief, sexuality or disability? If you have answered yes to any of the above, then why not consider joining our cyber lay monastic community, the Abbey of St. Francis of Peace and Compassion? For more details, I invite you to come and visit the website. That's www.interfaithfranciscans.com. In a nutshell, when we reach the crossroads of our life, so many times we sense a deep inner longing within our heart to reflect on why I am here and what my life purposes are. If you are still on that road of self-discovery and would like to test whether or not you have a monastic calling to live as a modern day lay monastic without having to leave family or friends, then seek divine guidance within your heart. Then honor it and explore the choices right for your spiritual pathway. Why miss this golden opportunity today? Pax et bonum. Peace. And thank you for listening. I remain yours in divine service, Brother Sean.